We're joined on the Trocare College Live Line by Stephen Portnoy as the person who attempted to assassinate Donald Trump in court on Monday. And Stephen, prosecutors want to step up these charges, it appears.
Well, they intend to, certainly. That was the clear takeaway from yesterday's pretrial detention hearing where the judge denied bail. The two charges that have been entered so far have to do with the firearm. Ryan Ruth, the suspect, is accused of possessing a firearm while a convicted felon and possessing a firearm with an obliterated serial number. Those are just placeholder charges. And yesterday in court, the evidence that was entered really would suggest, and the prosecutors themselves said this, that they intend to go to a grand jury and get an indictment for an attempted assassination of a presidential candidate. That is in violation of federal law and can bring a maximum sentence of life in prison. So that is likely the next step. Now, what prosecutors said yesterday is that Ryan Ruth intended to engaged in a month-long plot to assassinate Donald Trump, that he spent 30 days trying to stalk Trump in South Florida, ultimately establishing a sniper position outside of the Trump Golf Club in West Palm Beach, as the way the prosecutor put it, like something out of the movies or out of a war zone. And then there was the handwritten note that you've probably heard about in the news over the last day, a handwritten note which prosecutors say Ryan Ruth sent to a witness, a friend, several months ago in a box that this friend did not open until after Ruth's arrest. But the letter in the box has Ruth apologizing for a failed assassination attempt on Trump and offering a bounty for anyone who could complete the job. He said, "Dear world, this was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but I am so sorry I failed you." And Ruth was also said to have a list of places where Trump had visited or was expected to appear. So for prosecutors, this seems to be an easy case.
Stephen, thank you for joining us. Stephen Portnoy in Washington.